There's been a little turbulence since the October sale of Wings of Alaska to Fjord Flying Service, but the new staff is continuing to work out the kinks. Aldwin Harder has only been the manager of the new company for a few months, but he's got a clear vision of where he wants the business to go. He stopped by the KHNS studio last month to give an update on future plans.
Haines is a market that we'd like to serve better.
Harder was pounding the pavement recently in Haines, meeting with businesses and residents.
And so I came here, and I'll be here for off and on throughout the summer and the winter to find out what we can do better for the community.
In October, Wings was sold by its parent company, Seaport Airlines, out of Portland. Gustavus-based Fjord Flying Service, a charter business, bought Wings. The joint company still offers charters from the Fjord side and scheduled commuter flights from Wings of Alaska.
We're basically a brand new company that started in 2016. We've combined the assets now and have formed a new airline specifically to serve the local villages of Hoonah, Haines, Skagway, Gustavus, and the city of Juneau.
Harder says since the sale, the transition has been a little rough. Fewer planes and scaled back service caused some customers to balk. But with the two airlines' business strategies and methods melding more and more, the day-to-day is progressing a little more smoothly, he says.
Currently, we're operating four total aircraft, soon to be five. We have three 207s and two 206s. One of the 207s is in the rebuilding process and will be out later on in the summer. They all fly VFR, weather permitting. Safety is always our first goal.
The fall sale of Wings to Fjord included all ground assets, but not the planes. The new company exclusively serves Southeast Alaska. Harder says all the owners, there are a handful scattered around Southeast, are focused on creating a, quote, family of employees and clients.
I think what sets us apart will be our local service, our local ownership, the ability to address the problems that happened on a very personal level.
At the Haines office, station manager Marlene Wilson agreed that there was a little turmoil when the transition first got underway, but mostly because people thought the airline shut down.
They're still coming up in disbelief that we're here. We never have closed our doors. We've always been open. We just went from one owner to another.
After Wings was sold, the business did lose its 9-plane fleet, getting 3 smaller planes instead. Wilson says for the first little while, they were just flying charters, but they never stopped flying completely. The company is doing scheduled flights and freight again, but it no longer operates the mail flights. Wilson says now, in the midst of a busy summer, things are going well. The online reservations option is up and running, and more planes have been added to the roster.
Basically, we're starting brand new, as if we're a brand new company starting out, because of the rumors and people just now realizing that we are in service.
Wings of Alaska has been operating in Southeast for 30 years. It, along with Alaska Seaplanes, offers multiple daily flights between Haines and Skagway and other communities in the region. Wilson says they plan to expand, but they just need to get through the winter first.
Our main focus right now is just deal with our passengers and get our passengers back on board.
In Haines, I'm Jillian Rogers.